I do a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing.
I'm a patriot. I love this country.
Oh, no!
We're talking about the fun he's having on his show.
You enjoy it. You get a kick out of it.
What's the secret? How does he do it?
Helen, are you ready?
Thank you. Go Dodgers. Go Ducks.
Hey.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Every day, Coach Ron Tunick talks about the internet, careers, wine, food, and style, real estate, construction, and financial stuff. It's time for Driving Home with a Coach in the Business of Life on AM 1400 KKZZ. Now, here's the coach, Ron Tunick.
Welcome back. Welcome back to KVTA, and thank you. I said all the time, I'm honored that you would take the time to listen to our show here on 1520 AM in Southern California. From Santa Monica to Santa Maria, yes, that's the number one talk radio station. And what a great lineup we have all week long on KVTA. I'm here from 3 to 5 every weekend. And if you're just tuning in, I find the best authors, the most successful CEOs, the most interesting people that I can find to help motivate, inspire you to do better. That is, look, I made a promise a long time ago. If you heard my show a month or so ago, I talked about my story where I got mentored. And mentoring, ladies and gentlemen, finding the right coach, the right mentor, helping you get over the hump, it's unbelievable. And it changed my life forever. So that's my way of giving back. I promised my mentor that I would give back. If I made it to the top of the mountain, it's my job to give back. And I use my radio show to do that by introducing you to these top people. Today is no different. I'm dedicating the show, before we get started, Cody Herman graduated last night from Rio Mesa High School, joining the United States Marine Corps. He was selected. You don't join. You are selected to become a United States Marine. And he's going to go to boot camp in August, and we all send a little prayer chain to you, Cody, that you come back safe and stronger and bigger and bolder. And thank you for everything you're doing to protect our country. And I invite you to come back on KVTA, and we want to hear your story about boot camp. So maybe we'll see Cody Herman back in September, October, when he graduates from the United States Marine Corps boot camp. Well, today is a very special day for me. He's been on my show many times before. His name is Robert White, and his website is very cool. It's called Extraordinary People, extraordinarypeople.com. Today we're going to talk about a very interesting subject. You! We're going to talk about you. How your success identity is working. What do I mean by that? Well, Robert, you explain. What do you mean by identity or success identity?
Well, we all. First of all, hi, Ron. It's wonderful to be with you, with your listeners. It's a delight. And one of the things I'd like to do is to send a copy of my book to Cody. So maybe after we get off the air, you can give me an address. And I'll
absolutely. Cody Herman's his name. And I'll tell you, Robert, young men like this allow old dogs like you and I to live the lives that we do. I salute these young men, and that's why I'm dedicating the show to Cody today.
Well, I join you in that, and also applaud your recognition of him and his service to our country.
Thank you, partner.
That's great. My book, Living an Extraordinary Life, is perfect for, you know, a young guy especially. That
well, he'll have time to read it, I think.
He'll be pretty busy, though.
Yeah, no kidding. At least for the first 12 or 15 weeks. So well, let's talk about identity. We all have an identity. You know, you and I are friends, so I think a lot about your website, extraordinarypeople.com. I think a lot about what you say because I'm not sure any of us really know our own identity, do we, or don't we?
Well, the Zen saying, as you know, I spent 14 years of my life in Japan working and building a business, and the Zen saying is that fish don't describe water very well. Oh. You know, we aren't very clear about the water we're swimming in, and because it's the water we're swimming in. You know, if you take a young man like Cody, he's been functioning with the identity of a high school student for the last 4 years. And we kind of know about high school students. You know, you can be a little goofy. You can be a little bit of a slacker sometimes. You can, you know, you're mostly interested in looking good for the girls, in Cody's case, or for the boys in a girl's case. He's off to the U.S. Marine Corps, and his identity there is going to be wholly inadequate to his new task. And one of the things they'll do in boot camp is to work with him to become a warrior. And that's a totally different identity than the one he's going to walk into it with. And then once he's through boot camp and serving, there'll be another identity, which is one about serving and protecting. So we all of us, you and I, we go through these different phases in our life where our identity, our ego structure shifts to match the environment that we're in and what's needed and wanted, and also what feels good to us. The trap, of course, is to stop realizing that we chose that identity, we created it, it's totally made up, and that sometimes what's called for is a new identity, one that really suits the goals and aspirations and vision that we have for ourselves.
Well, Robert, let me ask you a question. I mean, he's going into the military. He's going to graduate from boot camp. When he graduates, he's going to have a beautiful uniform. I think the uniform that the young men wear in the United States Marine Corps is second to none. I mean, it's just a uniform that that is colorful. But when we see a Marine, we know that identity. When we see a Marine, we understand that these are extraordinary young men, but those of us who don't wear uniforms, you know, and let me go to a police officer or a fireman, their identity is pretty well known to us immediately. But those of us, like you and I, who are business people, we don't. What is our identity? We don't have a uniform.
Well, we kind of do, you know, the business dress, at least on the external part. But we certainly have an internal identity, you know, one that says, well, I'm a good salesman, or I'm a good administrator, I'm a good manager, I'm a good leader, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, we do have these identities. We don't generally so obviously wear them on the outside, but we do have one, and it's how we hold ourselves.
All right, it's an excellent point. Let me go down this road, because you're bringing up a very interesting point. You see a Marine, you see a police officer, you see a fireman, we instantly know their identity. You and I dress like a casual business. Doesn't it take a while for us to create that identity? Doesn't it take a while for people to get to know us? I mean, isn't that the task at hand?
Well, yes, and it begins with an awareness of where we're starting from. You know, what is our present identity? You know, I've often shared with, in public speaking opportunities, I've shared this true story. Can I try it out on you and your listeners?
Absolutely.
All right. I'd like you to imagine walking down the street in East Hampton, New York in midsummer. You know, that's the big resort to the east of New York City where all the swells hang out, the really rich. And it's a typical resort town. And so there's a guy and his 13-year-old daughter walking down the street. Beautiful summer day, the end of a day. They've been out on his boat all day. They've had a wonderful father-daughter day together. They are hand in hand, and they're swinging their arms. You know, you get the picture? This is really a great picture, right? And he is so happy that he begins to sing aloud. So the question is, what does the 13-year-old daughter do when he starts singing aloud on this crowded sidewalk in East Hampton, New York?
He gets embarrassed, probably.
Probably. And why do we know that? We know that because we kind of know the identity of that 13-year-old girl, just like we kind of know the identity of that Marine. We know what they've been through. And in the case of a 13-year-old girl, they're generally really struggling to define their new identity as a young woman instead of a little girl, and they're highly susceptible to being embarrassed by their parents, right? And that's, by the way, what happened in this case. She disconnected her hand from her dad, and she said, "Stop it, Dad, you're embarrassing me." And that's the exact thing she said. Now, interesting question is, how did he react? And I've asked this question of audiences all over the world, and you get all kinds of answers. You get the answer of, well, he went silent, embarrassed, you know, that he had caused some stress for his daughter. he did what Robert White would do, which is to, as a parent, which is to sing louder. you know, I've got a bumper strip. I didn't put it on my car, but it's in my pantry that my children gave to me one Christmas. It says, "I embarrass my children." So it tells you something about my relationship with my kids. But he started fumbling and bumbling and trying to apologize. You know, there's all kinds of responses he could have had. What he actually did was he went off on her. He got very angry and started yelling at her. And what that led to was a 13-month estrangement from his daughter, where all that he got from her were one-word answers, and, you know, a lot of anger and a lot of avoiding him and all of those kinds of things. Now, I forgot to mention one thing, and that is that the guy in the story, it's a true story, was Billy Joel. Now, the last time I saw Billy Joel, it was in Denver, Colorado at the Pepsi Center with an intimate group of 18,000 people.
All right, so I'm a little confused. Talking to Robert White, extraordinary people. He's a friend of the coaches. He's an extraordinary consultant, motivator, somebody that inspires people. But I'm confused on this story because where does the identity part come in unless I'm not listening properly?
Well, what's Billy Joel's identity? He's a guy who can stand in front of 18,000 people and hold us in the palm of his hand. And that identity was the one that when his daughter said, "Stop it," when he was singing, his profession and the thing that his identity is built on, when his daughter said, "Stop it, Dad, you're embarrassing me," it pushed his buttons. And the reason it pushed his button is because his identity was so tied up in singing. So he has another identity that he could have chosen, which is that of being a loving dad. But he didn't come from that. He got triggered by his primary identity, the singer, which caused him to get very angry with her, which caused a 13-month estrangement, which just hurt his heart and hurt their family dynamic for a long time. And he couldn't get free of that identity to be appropriate in that setting. And today, with people that are in all kinds of transitions, transitions around work, transitions around their marriage, transitions with their children, transitions with how they show up in the world, if you aren't aware of the strengths and limitations of your current identity, that's a pretty good recipe to get in trouble when you're making that transition to a new identity.
All right, we're going to take a break here on KVTA. Very, very interesting guest. His name, Robert White. His website, extraordinarypeople.com. Don't forget, coming up here in our next segment, he's been on my show before. His name is Todd Patkin, and what a story he has. We're going to be talking about happiness, so it's a great segue from what Robert's talking about, which is self-identity, to really, what does it take? What does it take to be happy? So don't go anywhere on KVTA 1520 AM. We're going to come right back with Robert White. We'll finish up this segment on the show we call The Business of Life, dedicated today to a future Marine, Cody Herman. We'll be right back.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality, with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many menu choices. Come share in the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County. Yolanda's.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, it's your AM, and it's 1520, and the station, if you just tuned in, is KVTA from Santa Monica to Santa Maria, Ventura County's number one talk radio show, and I'm not kidding when I say that. My wonderful friend and producer, Tom Spence, has his own show every morning, Monday through Friday. So if you're new to Ventura County, this is a great way to start your day. They get into all kinds of stuff that's going on today, and it's fun. He's got a cast of four or five characters there from 5 a.m. to 9 every morning on KVTA. Our show on the weekend here from 3 to 5 every weekend is about interviewing people just like my current guest, Robert White, who's an extraordinary, successful CEO, runs his own consulting company, and he has figured out that all of us are in some form of a transition. All of us in some form of struggling with our own identity, either we're transitioning from one age to another, one career to another. Unfortunately, 50% of us or more in California, Robert, find a way to get divorced. That's not a good thing. So how do we balance all this? How do we manage this transition part of our lives?
Well, the key is, it's part of my book, it's part of the work that I've been doing in executive coaching, and that is to first have an awareness of where we are, to realize that whatever identity we have, we made it up. We did it because it's useful to us. We wouldn't have the identity we have unless it was useful to us. But it also, whatever the identity, it has limitations, and particularly in a time of transition. And the thing that marks our age, our culture, what we've been born into and what we've created is change. So if you think you can be the way you've always been, if you do things the way you've always done them, you're starting out in trouble right away with all of the changes that are happening in the world today. So it starts with an awareness of what your identity is, its strengths, and its limitations. And then what's the identity that's really going to work for you? You know, the guy that got laid off from work and the only thing he can get is, you know, he's kind of doing it by default. You and I have talked about this before. He's going to get a sales job, which means he has to network, means he has to get in front of people, means he has to really have a different identity maybe than the one he had as an administrator or as a supervisor or something like that. And you look at those, I look at those folks and some of them I work with and how they struggle because they just can't see themselves doing that. They say things like, well, that's not really me, or I'm an introvert, or I just can't go out and connect with people in that way. Well, it might be true for them from their current identity, but boy, with the changes that are happening in everybody's life, they better learn how to adopt that new identity. There's nothing sadder, in my experience, than a newly divorced guy, a newly divorced gal, because, you know, they had an identity as a married person. Now they're out on the meat market, that is dating, and most of them are uncomfortable.
You know, it's interesting. It's such a provocative subject. Listening to you, talking to Robert White, Extraordinary People, extraordinarypeople.com, and he's an extraordinary, very, very successful human being who coaches and counsels people. And I talk about it all the time, ladies and gentlemen. We all need a mentor. A mentor changed my life. You listened to my show a couple of weeks ago. You heard me tell my story. And it's pretty difficult today, Robert, to go through life without having the right mentor, the right coach. I mean, professional actors, ball players, they all have four and five different kinds of mentors. And here, the lay public, we're trying to figure this out on our own. And as you said, all these various transitions and change of identities. Man, oh man, you wonder why people turn to booze, drugs, and rock and roll, huh?
No surprise.
No surprise.
You know, all of those ways, and we actually, most of us know that those things those addictions are distractions. That's
Rock and roll is not too bad. Rock and roll is not too bad. Let me draw you out a little bit. Let me draw you out, because your last comment triggered something. You know, I think my wife and I struggled the most in our marriage when our kids left the home. You know, the empty nester syndrome. You know, here we devote our life to raising our four kids. They go off to college, and of course, thank God they're all doing well. None of them ever came home. And here we are staring at each other going, well, who are you? You know, and it took us a while. We wound up going to counseling. We wound up really trying to figure out who our own identities were, let alone our marriage identity. I mean, this is not an easy thing anymore.
No, and again, during our parents' times and our grandparents' times, there weren't that many changes. You know, you stayed on the same job. You probably lived in the same neighborhood. Maybe you got a little bit nicer car as the years go by, but there weren't that many changes. Let's contrast that to today. We are confronted with an awesome amount of change. And, my work is primarily around performance in working with executive coaching clients. However, almost always there's that moment when we start talking about how things are going at home. And whether it's male or female, those changes put so much pressure on a relationship. And the changes come at you just, you know, rapid fire. And, you know, the most powerful thing for couples, of course, is a shared vision. And that shared vision is somewhat artificially created earlier in the marriage because it's kids, it's getting that first house, maybe it's putting the pool in the backyard or the sunroom on the house, it's saving for that Disneyland vacation or whatever the things that particularly revolve around children. So when that empty nest thing comes, all of a sudden it's the two human beings looking at each other and having sometimes kind of forgotten why they're together or why they should continue being together. And too many of those stories turn out in a really sad way. But what needs to happen is they need to look at, with some awareness, who am I and what's the shared vision with this other human being that's going to bring us into the kind of future we really have dreamed of. And it takes some work, and it does take, I mean, I don't do marriage counseling, but sometimes it does take somebody to sit down and help you sort out that and come up with that shared vision. But it's true in organizations, it's true in friendships, it's true on sports teams. What do we want to do together? But it all starts with, who am I at this point in time? Who do I want to become? That's been the core of my work for many years.
Robert White's his name. He'll be back. Extraordinary People, extraordinarypeople.com. He's also the author of Extraordinary Life, a wonderful book. Also, I went to his website, extraordinarypeople.com, and I signed up for a free Extraordinary Minute and 21-page Success Guide. So you give that away for free. And just listening to you, man, do you make sense. You got to be a regular on the show. You know, we have an older audience here at KBTA, older when I say 21 to 91 is our listening age here in Southern California. From Santa Monica to Santa Maria, we call the show The Business of Life. If you just tuned in, every week from 3 to 5, the coach brings on people like Robert who are extraordinarily nice and successful. I call them thought leaders, people that think differently than the rest of us, and they contribute so much to our lives. Today we're talking about the behavior that we all identify with, and that's our identity. And some of us, we don't know our identity, do we, Robert?
No, and it's not that we're incapable of it. We just don't stop. Life is busy. It's just not something we pay attention to. But the moment you kind of slow down the hamster wheel and take a look at, you know, who am I and what's really going on in my life, what do I really want to create? And that's the purpose of the little weekly one-minute read, is I'm trying to get people to think a little bit outside of their normal day-to-day life, to just pause. And that's just, it is 1 minute a week, but it's you know, a quote, a few comments from me, but a challenge to look more deeply into this thing we call life, to look more deeply into what's possible for us as human beings. You know, I really believe, I mean, it's extraordinarypeople.com. I really believe that being extraordinary as a parent, as a performer in a sales role, as an executive in a company, or as an entrepreneur in a small business or a bigger business. We have the choice to be extraordinary. I believe that with every fiber of my being, and that's what I work with people on. But it's a lot more exciting road and ride than the kind of Bill Murray Groundhog Day existence.
I agree 100%. We all have greatness inside, and it's coaches and mentors like you that bring us out. Robert, thank you very much for coming to Southern California, for coming to KVTA. I'll have you back many, many times. Your voice and your ideas need to be heard. Thank you. Bless you. Drive safe. No drinking and driving. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. As I said earlier, we're dedicating the show to a fine young man who just graduated last night from Rio Mesa High School, Cody Herman, going into the United States Marine Corps. And you talk about a great identity. There's one right there. All right, we'll be right back on the show we call The Business of Life.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Todd Patkin was supposed to be on talking about happiness, but he just informed me, Tommy, that he has to go to a ball game. So I let him off the hook with a family ball game, and we'll have him back in the next month or so. All right, so I'm the coach, Coach Ron Tunick, the show we call The Business of Life here on KVTA in Southern California. If you just tuned in, thank you, thank you, thank you. Dedicating the show to Cody Herman, who's joining the United States Marine Corps. And I've mentioned his name a few times today because, you know, we send these young men off. He was selected to join the United States Marine Corps, and he's going to take the next 3 months, go to boot camp, and I'm going to have him back when he gets done and talk about his experience. But, you know, we send these young men and women off, and I don't want to lose touch with them. And I talked about him a lot today because he comes from a great family, the Herman family here, his dad, Richie Herman, here in Southern California. Look, young men like this, young men and women have to be raised a certain way, and he was. And a big thank you to his parents for raising a young man that wants to give back. And he's going to give back everything. He's dedicating his life for us, for the red, white, and blue. And, of course, I do the Patriot Minute at the bottom of every hour. But I thought I would start this segment with thanking Cody for what he's going to do. Look, going to boot camp in itself is a full-time job. He'll find that out, and he'll share that with us. I'll have him back here in 3 months or so, and he'll share his experience with us. All right. So let me talk about, I'm on radio stations all over the country every day talking about, I talk about my book in the thinking room. And then what happened in the last couple months, my publicist asked me if I would talk about the job market. And so last week I touched on it a little bit, and Tommy, you and I both know I rushed through it, and I got a few calls from listeners that couldn't jot everything down, so today I'm going to slow it down a little bit and give you my feedback on what's going on in the workplace. This is my opinion, Coach Ron Tunick, nobody else's opinion. I own my opinion, and I said it. I think I said it last week, but I certainly say it on radio stations. I was on a radio station in Kentucky today, a big station, WHAS, that covers all of Kentucky, and Cindy Sullivan asked me this one question. She said, Coach, do you think the unemployment rate is going to change much? And I said, no. And I said, as a matter of fact, I think it's going to get worse. And she said, why do you say that? I said, I say it for no political reasons. I say it because for the first time, and we're all experiencing this in so many ways, for the first time in our lives, we are clearly experiencing the culture of the rest of the world. We know now that India, China, other countries in South America, other countries are competing for our jobs. Call centers are in Ireland. Call centers, I just talked to one of my merchants today, and he called me up and he said, God, we just opened up a call center. How great. And I said, well, where is it? He said, in Indonesia, wherever that is, Tommy. Do you know where Indonesia is?
Could it be in Jakarta?
Somewhere. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. I listened to what he had to say. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in this situation where other countries, other cultures, different lifestyles, different political systems, different economic systems, they can pay their people less. I mean, a lot less. Think about China, a dollar a day, a dollar an hour, no benefits, little benefits. It's all over the board. So in this great country, in the United States, where we treat people properly, where we have all kinds of laws to protect the worker, all kinds of rules and regulations from local to state to federal to county, all kinds of laws to protect the workers. All of these laws drive up the cost of doing business. All of these laws drive up the cost of doing business because there's lawsuits. And so us employers are leery. We're scared. We're fearful. The recession has weeded out a lot of people who didn't come to work with a work ethic, a lot of people who didn't come to work with the right energy or the right attitude. This is what I said. So here's what's going to happen. Nothing's going to change, and it may even get worse. And I think I said it last week. I certainly said it on many, many radio stations in the last week, that if you're an employer and you have your crew and they're working and they're productive and they're making you a profit, why would you change? Especially if you don't have to give them a raise, especially if you don't have to increase their benefits. You're now making a profit for the first time in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Why would you change anything? And CEOs would never come on the air and publicly say this. They would not. But if you're listening to my voice, when's the last time you got a raise? If you're listening to my voice, you know friends and family that are glad, that are happy, that are thankful that they have their job. Well, guess what? The employer knows that. The employer knows they're thankful and glad that you have your job. And look at the discrepancy in pay between the people at the top and everybody else. Is that fair? I don't know if I know the answer to that. It's America. We have a different capitalist system. We have a different system of compensating people and rewarding people. And people who take the most risks, which are the owners of companies, people who take the most risks, which are the guys that go public and now owe everything to their shareholders and they want to return an investment to their shareholders or can do everything they can to make a profit. That's what business is about. Business is about making a profit. And in order to make a profit, you have to reduce your costs. Look at the election this week, the recall that failed in Wisconsin. You know, the bottom line is it is what it is in understanding how our system works. The Occupy Wall Street is mad. The Occupy Wall Street movement is unhappy because, look, when you're not living the good life, when you're not living a life of abundance, or you come from a different political background, or you choose a different political stance, if you choose to be a very progressive left-wing kind of political person. Okay, I get it. I get it. I really do get it. And the challenge is understanding that if we're going to keep this great, great country going, our system of capitalism isn't so bad. The challenge is understanding how to work within the system, how to make the system better. Instead of running away or knocking the system, why don't we find better solutions? Why don't we find, I have no problem with government workers. Look, I'm a conservative. I a couple of years ago, as Tommy knows, I went around to the federal offices, the state offices. I got tours behind the scenes. People that work for the government work their butt off, ladies and gentlemen. They do. Despite what you hear in Congress and all the sound bites, these are hardworking people that work for the government. I have a great deal of respect for police officers and fire people and people here in Ventura County that work at the government center and all forms of government. I really went behind the scenes. I didn't see anybody goofing off. I saw clean offices. I saw people that cared about the public. The problem is we're overwhelming the system. And how many of us volunteer to help? Here's another thing that I'll throw out. Why don't we figure out how to volunteer? Why doesn't the government, why don't the municipalities or the county, why don't they come to us or ask for help? I think a lot of us would reach out. I think a lot of us, especially people who are looking for something to do, would go and volunteer and maybe speed up the process. The DMV now in California is closed on Fridays. Some of the governmental offices are impacted. Some are not. Some are still functioning well. But all the social services are really impacted. I've been trying to go to the DMV and get something done now for a month. At one time I stood online for 2.5 hours. I decided this is enough's enough. So why don't we figure out a way to volunteer? Well, the government, you know, the government needs to reach out to us. They're going to tell us, well, you can't work because we have all these HR issues. You can't work. You can't volunteer because we've got insurance issues. I mean, they're going to come up with all these excuses. But maybe not. I don't know. In some of the communities here in Southern California, you have voluntary policing. So there, that's where volunteers are working. I know the city of Ventura, tried some volunteer programs. Some were successful. We need, it's our country, ladies and gentlemen. It's our cities. It's our counties. We need to reach out. We need to be proactive. We need to quit letting everybody else do it. We have to get involved. If we're going to take our country back, you know, the statistic that scares me is that 50% of the public is on some form of substance from the government. 50%. 50% of our culture in the state of California is now come from another cultural background. So if 50% of our citizens come from another cultural background and they don't understand the principles of the Constitution of the United States, if they're not learning in school what the founding fathers had in mind, if they're not reading about some of these genius men that came along, the George Washingtons, the Thomas Jeffersons, the Abraham Lincolns, extraordinary people, if they don't know about them. Here's another thing that just has me outraged, that there was a questionnaire asked by Fox News of the Miss America pageant, Tom. I don't know if you heard this. I don't know if they talked about it on your show every morning from 5 to 9. They asked Miss America's, Tom, who was the vice president of the United States? What percentage knew the answer?
Of Miss America says?
Yeah. Miss America pageant last week. They asked the Miss Americas who was the vice president of the United States. How many could answer it?
I would say 35 got it right.
You're pretty close. 26% got it wrong. Every Miss America would not know the vice president of the United States? Are you kidding me? And I heard the interviews. I was embarrassed for our country. I was embarrassed for my fellow citizens. These are Miss Americas running These are people that are going to represent our country in all kinds of public activities, and they don't know who the Vice President of the United States is? Are you kidding me? So what happened? So some of the ladies said, well, I'm embarrassed. I don't know the answer. I mean, they had all kinds of excuses. Ask somebody that you know if they know who the two U.S. senators are from California. You'll be shocked at how many people don't know who our two United States senators are. So you wonder why our country is in this state of affairs. You wonder why our unemployment is high. You wonder why things aren't going to change much. It's because people just don't care. The apathy of the American public is ridiculously poor. Now, I'm in the media, so first of all, I've always known who the vice president is, going back to when I was in high school. I was in Young Republicans. I was in the JCs. I was in Rotary. I was in all kinds of groups. I wanted to know. I love this country. I still love this country, and I'm angry. I'm angry that a Miss America, I'm angry that 26% of the Miss Americas did not know who the vice president. So I wonder, ladies and gentlemen, how many did know their home United States senators? And shame on the politicians for not doing a better job, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to blame the politicians for this one. But how many of you know who your United States senators are, or your House of Representatives, or your city council people? How many of you really care about what's going on? I'll tell you what, I know in my own little social circle, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I would say most of the people in my own social circle have turned off. Most of the people in my social circle do not understand why I care so much. Most of the people in my social circle have just turned their backs. And you know what? I don't like it. It doesn't mean they're bad people. No. It doesn't mean they're bad people at all. It just means for whatever reason, they've just turned off. Well, it's upsetting to me. These are people that I know. These are people that I like. And so then I start questioning, can I respect them the same way? Well, I don't know. I get confused myself. How could you not know who the two United States senators are from the state of California? How could you be turned off to what's going on in this world? How could you be so selfish that you don't volunteer, that you don't give back? That's certainly not the case of KVTA. That's certainly not the case of Gold Coast employees. And that's a cheap plug, but everybody at Gold Coast finds a way to give back. And, of course, our number one hero, Tom Spence, gives back in so many ways, and you know it too. And this is what will make all the difference. And so here's the long explanation why not much is going to change on unemployment-wise. You're listening to the coach rant and rave about a few things here on the show we call the business life. Here in Southern California on KVTA, number one talk radio station from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. I'm dedicating the show today to Cody Herman. And he was selected by the United States Marine Corps. He's going to boot camp in August. And as I said earlier, I'm going to have him back in a few months to tell us about his experience. And we're going to take a quick break. Our show brought to you by Uproar.pro. You can be a pro. If you have a smartphone and you own a business, this is a company for $500 will build an application for you so that you can compete with the big boys. They've got some cool applications. If you want to talk to me personally, I'll help you understand better how to work with Uproar. You can call me at 866-222-2112. Just ask for the coach. Go to 866-222-2112 on Monday, 866-222-2112. You can call me about anything. I do workshops on the brain. My own plug for my own website is coachthebrain.com, coachthebrain.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I want to continue this conversation because I was on the radio station many stations this week talking about why employment isn't going to change and how you, if you're looking for a job, if you've got a teenager, and the statistics on college students not getting employed now are horrendous. Over 35% are not getting employed. So here you go to college, you take out a big loan, and you can't find a job. Now what? Well, you know what? You're moving back home. So I'll give you some tips as I did last week. We'll be right back on the Business Life. KBTA, I'm so honored that you take your time. We'll be right back.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many menu choices. Come share in the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County. Yolanda's.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Welcome back. So I'm just a little ranting rave here on my soapbox on the show we call The Business Life, talking about, got off into a discussion there about a little bit about what's going on in our country, and just beyond annoyed that Miss Americas would not know the vice president's name, Joe Biden. Just crazy about that. These are people representing our country. All right, so back to if you've got a kid graduating from college, quickly, as I said last week, create and control your internet image. Share this. If you want to call me, I'll give you some personal coaching Monday if you're struggling finding a job. But the HR departments, they're going to look at your Facebook. They're going to look at your Twitter. They don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to hire an employee that's going to embarrass them. So if your Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff makes you look like a clown and you act like a clown and you act like an idiot, not going to get employed. Not going to happen. That's number one. Number two, I said invest in career coaching, a mentor. Find somebody that's really an expert. They're around. If you don't know one, you call me at 866-222-2112. I'll give you a couple of names. 866-222-2112. I'll give you the names of some career mentors. Look, To spend a few hundred dollars to help a kid. Look, you spent $100,000, $200,000 to get your kid educated. To spend another few hundred dollars would be the smartest investment you can make. They know the little tricks. Number three, go to trade shows. If I had a 21-year-old or a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old and they were still out of work, I'd send them to Vegas or Long Beach or Orange County or Anaheim. There's trade shows all the time. The CEOs, the owners, the decision makers, they're there. Avoid the HR department. Get to the decision maker. Because ultimately, that's who you're working for. You're not working for the HR department. You're working for the boss, the guy that owns the company. If he likes you, if there's something about you, your background, I'm telling you, trade shows are the best. Networking events are good. Build your own mastermind group. Number four, perfect your game. You have to be great at making a presentation. I think looking for work is the hardest thing there is. You know why? Because you're selling yourself. And as our guest said in one of the segments earlier, nobody wants to be in sales anymore. It's horrible. I've got sales jobs open all the time. You need a sales job, call me, 866-222-2112. I've got some great products, 866-222-2112. You can be in sales with the coach. But you, if you're looking for a job, you got to perfect your own game, your presentation skills. Practice in the mirror. How many people practice in the mirror? How many people get dressed properly for an interview? How many people really have great posture, know how to sit, know how to stand, know how to shake hands, proper eye contact? I'm telling you what, you meet some of these college kids and they don't have a clue. You want to blame the parents? I don't know. Blame somebody. I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm just saying perfect your game and your voice. Your voice is the one gift that you give to everybody. Use it properly. Learn how to use your voice. You can become so sincere. Your voice can show your passion. It can show your caring. It can show your concern. It can show your interest. It's the best tool you have. We all get past the looks. The smart ones know that, look, maybe you're a little overweight, a little too tall, too short, too this, too that. Look, smart people, they want to know what's in your heart. They want to know what's in your brain. It's real simple. What do you think about? How can you help solve problems at my company? What are the solutions that you have? But you have to present those solutions, don't you, with your voice? Don't you have to make a presentation? Perfect your game, your writing skills. Look, if I was going to coach somebody, and I guess I do, on how to get a job, I would say write a white paper. Write a white paper. Give me 6 or 7 pages on how you're going to when you come aboard, how you're going to help the company make a profit. Maybe you have a great idea. Do your research. Do your research. That's part of perfecting your game. Research the industry. Research the company. You might have an idea on how you can make things better. You're listening to Coach on KVTA here every weekend from 3 to 5 on Ventura County's number one talk radio station. And it's 1520 Santa Monica to Santa Maria. It's a great station. Tommy, my producer, is on every day from 5 to 9. He has a great show. If you're not tuned in, what a wonderful, positive way to start your morning with his crew. So I'm just sharing today some things on my mind. I do radio stations and shows all over the country, and my publicist has me talking about jobs and the unemployment thing because I'm an employer. I get it. So I'm sharing tips with you if you just tuned in. I said, number one, if you've got a 27-year-old out of work, make sure their internet image is cleaned up. I said, number two, invest in a career mentor. Get a coach. Number three, I said, go to a trade show. Create a mastermind group. Get involved in networking events. Number four, I said, do your research. Perfect your game. Write a white paper. Show what you have. And get that voice to where you can motivate somebody. You've got to be able to motivate that employer. You get, whether it's an HR person or the boss or the CEO, in your voice, show your passion. And there's an old trick. Come to work, say to the employer, look, I'll work for nothing. I'll prove to you what I've got. Wouldn't it be worth it to go and work for somebody for 30 or 60 days? Tommy, what do they call that? They call that internship, don't they, Tommy?
I believe you're right, Coach.
I believe you're right, yeah. So make yourself an intern. Why not? All right, let's keep going. So number five, I say update your career toolkit. Do you have a story about your life? Do you have a story as to why I should hire you? I'm looking for salespeople. 866-222-2112. Got some great products. One of them is Uproar.pro. Check out the website and call me. Uproar, up, and then R-O-A-R, Uproar.pro. Look at the site and call me. If you've got somebody out of work, they can start making money immediately with Uproar.pro. 866-222-2112 on Monday. Ask for the coach. Uproar.pro. You can start working immediately. You can start making money immediately. All right, so we're almost here at the end of our show. We call the Business Life. We'll see you next week, huh? And I'm so honored that you would take your time and listen in. It's the number one talk radio show in Southern California here in Ventura County. And we call the show The Business of Life. And as I said, if you've got somebody out of work, you can reach the coach at 866-222-2112. Check out the website, uproar.pro, uproar.pro. Thank you so much. See you next time.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do. You know what? You're lovely. You know what? You're so lovely. And oh, what you...